This is PodTech.net. I'm Jason Lopez at TICON 2006 in Santa Clara, California. Elisa Peleg of SAP says the IT world has gotten too complex for one company to own the bulk of innovation in any one segment of the market. She spoke as part of the Distinguished Speaker Series at TICON, and she explains the concept behind SAP Global Labs, a way to spur co-innovation.
We cannot do it alone. We've truly embraced, through our actions and our strategy, the idea of co-innovation. And to embrace co-innovation, you want a very, very strong ecosystem that can use the capabilities through our web service interface in our platforms and allow the ecosystem to run forward and to have more innovative solutions. And we're all aware of the competitive environment and what's happening in the IT arena and in the enterprise software arena. And is there a consolidation? Or someone can even say to the extreme, is IT dead? Does IT matter? And you've obviously heard or read the books related to this. IT does matter. IT matters if it's done correctly. IT matters if it can enable the business. If it's a hindrance to the business, it doesn't matter. It can just be outsourced and get rid of, and that's over. But if IT can turn into an enabler of the business, then the businesses themselves can change. And I think the real question is, no matter what happens in the competitive environment that SAP is in, it's not a matter of who wins more market share from the enterprise players. It's not a matter of us gaining two more points of profitability or market share. We're in an incredibly leading position, but that's not the end game. The real end game is that if we can enable every one of our customers through innovative solutions to become a little bit more competitive, for them to gain two or three points market share, for them to gain two or three more points of profitability, then we can have an impact on world economy. And that's what we're about. And that's what the platform strategy is about. That we will take the responsibility to take care of the convergence so that us and our partners can take care of the innovation. And that's the role that we want to play, and that's the role we're looking to a broad community to work with us and participate with us. So we are building and creating and enhancing an incredibly strong ecosystem on this journey with us. And when we talk about an ecosystem, we really talk a very, very broad perspective of an ecosystem. It really means, how do we engage with our partners, if they're in our customers or the SIs or the independent software vendors, and really go through the entire life cycle with them so that they can participate at the customer site and help us bring this innovation to our customers. And we offer a comprehensive set of programs that work, that engage our ecosystem to work with us. I'll talk about the enterprise service community, which is a real thought-breaking approach around web services, because the web services standard as a standard truly exists. We have taken it to the next step and defined enterprise services, a higher level, an abstract, more abstracted layer of services that are truly more meaningful for the software development and for the business process understanding. And what we're saying in the community is, it's not going to be a command and control idea. We're not going to have all the definitions of all the relevant enterprise services come from our repository through our design and our thinking. We will engage, and we are engaging, the community itself in the definition of the enterprise services. So this way, we can assure that the repository itself grows with the multiple needs of customers in multiple solutions and in multiple segments. So no longer will the customer depend just on SAP's ability to run fast enough and create the right services enough. We're engaging the community in the definition so we can assure to get our solutions to the customers much quicker. That's on the enterprise service community side. Then we're evolving our partner program to truly be a step ahead, what we call the partner edge. And that is layering our partners' services so that we don't have one size fits all. We've got a multi-layered program with multiple services that we can actually address through the partner program, the ISVs, the resellers, the integrators, the technology partners, the builders of across applications, etc. So a real strong partner product offering. We had a big summit a couple of weeks ago of our partner organization. We've announced this program, and we will be rolling it out next quarter. So a heavy support system to make sure that the partners are evolving with us in whatever phase they are and whatever kind of partner they are in terms of the go-to-market, the resellers, the software developers, or our customers. What we find incredibly important is to follow and work with our partner through multiple ways of services and support. So it's not just about certifying them on our platform and then letting them run on our own. An entire program of a handshake has been built. How do we make sure that they've got the right development landscapes? How can they get the software offerings from SAP? How can they handle the upgrades requirements from SAP? How will they get their systems tested or qualified or certified on top of the SAP infrastructure so that we can really truly enable them from the design phase all the way to deployment? And when we talk about design, we talk about design in the early phases, helping them understand the way we go to market, the different industries, the needs in the industries, what is a wide space, where does SAP not plan to go in at all, where would there be a tighter fit with SAP, where would there be a weaker fit with SAP. So the idea is, and specifically targeted to those of you who are in entrepreneurs, who are involved in running software businesses, you know, to provide a real trusted advisor when it comes to a platform vendor so that you can bet your future on, because we're certainly betting our future on this ecosystem. And the last, but not least, in the four-legged approach to the program is what we call our industry value network. The most important and the most valuable, the most impactful partnership that we can reach is by actually getting the innovative solutions that the community has built to our customers. And the way we would go to market is not only by engaging wherever possible through our direct or our indirect channels, is actually by engaging the community in what we call the industry value network. With our stronghold of customers, with our leading proposition with some of key partners, we could bring system integrators and customers and SAP and partners all together and think of the industry's requirements. Think where the industry is going together. Set some standards about moving forward in the industry. SAP goes to market today in 28 different vertical industries. And we are building these industry value networks one by one, where we will bring the partners, the entrepreneurs, the innovators, alongside customers and channel partners to really assure that the value of the network has been brought to everyone and that we can really be leveraged in our go-to-market strategy. So it combines multiple facets of our ecosystem partner program into one comprehensive offering. So when you talk about the strategy and we talk about the ecosystem, which is the two elements of what we mean by taking SAP into the next decade, okay? So this yin and yang, what does it really mean? What are the key benefits and what are the takeaways for you? We're all about our customers. It's about their growth. It's not about our growth. It's not about our success. It's not about our competitive position. It's about our growth. And we can enable our customers' growth only if we turn IT into an enabler. We'll do our part, and hopefully we'll enable an ecosystem that will do their part. We completely embrace the notion of co-innovation, which means we will not do it alone, and we cannot do it alone. There is no single entity or single enterprise in the world today that can outsmart everyone else. No matter how many resources they have, how much brain power they have, how many people they have, no one entity can outsmart everyone else. So we've embedded the co-innovation into our strategy. We've embedded the desire to bring quick solutions to the customers so that they no longer need to depend on one vendor for their business process. Multiple players can participate in a well-integrated and thought-out solution by using our platform. We're building this very strong community. We already have today more than 370,000 people connected directly to our community organization. We've got the organization, you know, the big partners from the giants of the whole stack, networking, storage, technology, communication, all the way up the stack to software, that we can make sure that the enterprise service architecture is embedded in the infrastructure of the organization. So that we really hope our ecosystem will work with us on defining and taking enterprise services even further on. And the main idea at the end is that the customers today are looking for an end-to-end solution, a process from A to Z, no longer for point solutions, no longer for standalone applications or point applications. Customers are looking for a point, from an end-to-end, start-to-end solution. And together, with composite applications, with embracing enterprise services architecture, an end-to-end solution could really be brought to the customer in a real fast and speedy way and help and enable them to grow faster and compete faster. So what does that mean when we talk about SAP and how this is brought to bear when I think about, we talk about our platform strategy, our ecosystem, but what stands behind that? What is sort of the global thinking as well as the local value proposition in the organization today to support you, and actually brings me to talk about where I come in, where I belong, or where our organization is, and that is our Global Labs development network around the world. When we say labs, at least for those of you in the audience who spent quite a lot of time in Silicon Valley or in America, the word lab could be very misleading. It's not a research lab. This is not HP Labs or Almaden Labs or Xerox Parks, you know, great organizations with a lot of research with technology that may be useful or may not, or may be copied by others and then let others make billions over it. We are talking about SAP's global development organization, and we call it a labs network in order to differentiate from the field organization, which is the customer-facing sales and consulting organization. A global lab network embraces this co-innovation concept that we've been talking about. We can drive global innovation. We can tap into diverse talent. We can reach diverse backgrounds, ethnics, education. Innovation is everywhere. So in our structure of the labs around the world, we can already touch global innovation. We can also connect globally to the local ecosystem. Ecosystems exist around the world. Not all our small or medium-sized partners are global in themselves. So there is a strong reach out to them in the local communities. We can provide a global support structure with enabling the certification on the partner, on the platform, and knowledge transfer, go-to-market, the community service, our developer network community will have has a global reach. And ultimately, the labs connect themselves as well as the ecosystem to our field organization. We have eight labs around the world, four that are bigger and considered the big hubs, and we have four smaller ones. They have the formal status of a lab. We have 40 other development centers around the world. So the idea behind this global structure is innovation comes from everywhere, talent exists everywhere. We want to tap on it, whether internally or externally through our ecosystem. And we ultimately want to deliver global solutions to our global customers. So when we know how to do it globally, we can definitely address our global customer base. So if I talk about this global network, let me put this in context of the U.S. U.S. is a bubble on the network on the right-hand side. So we are part of the Global Labs network. But how do we, and through our story, bring value to SAP? And then you can extrapolate the role that every other lab brings to SAP. So what we have done is, and as well as thought of when the lab was originally established is how to truly leverage what Silicon Valley has to offer. The entrepreneurship, the academia, the VCs, the innovation, the rich business culture, and help accelerate SAP's platform strategy. We look at the assets that we have in our location, we look at what we call our location characteristics, the uniqueness of this place, and we've derived our focus areas. We here in the US, 1,300 employees, we focus on our field enablement, make sure that we educate our field correctly and get the best solutions to the US market. We focus on the partner enablement. The entire partner program leadership is here, driving the ecosystem here, because so much of the entrepreneurship and the VC money is here. Still a great place for new innovation to come. So the partner organization is led out of here, and much of the activities and the best practices of how to enable the partners around the world in the other labs is driven out of the US. And obviously innovation, we ourselves are engaged in new solutions as in cross applications, what we call XApps, that offer new composite, quick delivery, niche solutions to the customers that can integrate on top of our customers, on our applications, our platform, as well as integrate with any other XApps that come from SAP or come from our partner organization. So that is truly our value proposition. We're here to leverage what this location has to offer. And other labs around the world are there to leverage what their locations have to offer, when we obviously all focus on global innovation, the global partnerships with our ecosystem, and enabling the go-to-market around the world.